What you're hearing is from a microphone mounted on the back of an ES350 hybrid that Lexus loaned us in Logan Main Street traffic. Even though the mic is about 2 feet from the ES's exhaust, the traffic passing by is louder than the Lexus. Here it is hitting the throttle hard and on rough pavement and smooth pavement at 70-something miles per hour. And here's its $2,900 stereo at 10 paces. Lexus made a smooth, nice, basic luxury sedan. And in a world where Bloomberg just reported Lexus beat BMW and Mercedes in the third quarter because the Germans couldn't get their cars built, it's impressive to make anything at all. In their Smyrna, Tennessee plant, employing more than 7,000 people, Nissan pulled off the launch of their new Rogue. New means people like David Johnson, VP of Production Engineering and New Model Quality, have to first build prototypes for testing.
While we were in their first production trial in the plant, we did have the three-month plant shutdown. However, through being able to keep the social distance, follow the CDC guidelines, we were able to build through our normal processes in the body shop, in the paint shop, and then in trim and chassis, build to the production process, but in an offline condition to keep vehicles flowing to our R&D test facilities.
And once they're ready to start cranking them out.
There were some unique challenges, no doubt. I'm in supply chain management.
That's Tracy Church at Nissan.
Getting all the parts here was one of the key challenges with the transportation infrastructure being disrupted along with everything else.
They made their launch on time, coordinating the hundreds of parts that go into a vehicle, and they're planning on launching 6 more new ones for 2021. Almost as smooth as the Lexus ES. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.